Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time for Talking with TD.
Touchdown, Tennessee!
The latest on the Two-Tone Blue with ESPN's Teron Davenport.
Put up with shut-up, sir.
This is Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
Here we go. You are now talking with TD. I am your host, Teron Davenport. I have Elijah Campbell hitting the switches. Special episode for you. This is a separate episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you asked for it. You got it. Yes, Tennessee Titans first round pick, number 22 overall, Caleb Farley, is joining the show. And that is the show this week. Well, this episode. This week we'll have a bunch of other stuff for you. But we got Caleb Farley here. I know you guys wanted to hear him talk a little shop, so we got him on Talking with TD. We are going to go ahead and pay some bills, but we will be right back with the special guest, Caleb Farley. Hey, it's Teron Davenport. You ever had to sit and wait for 2 hours or longer to get new tires put on your car? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Call my friends at Freedom Tire Guys. They're Nashville's premier mobile tire company that does it all. New tires, balance, rotation, everything. And they come to you. Your work, your job, your house, you name the spot. Head online to freedomtireguys.com, fill out their tire calculator, pick your new tires, and schedule your service date. It's that easy. If you don't see something you like, give them a call, and they'll find it for you. Check them out today at freedomtireguys.com.
Hey, man, this is Kevin Byer, and I'm talking with TD.
All right, back from the break. As promised, this is something that I'm really looking forward to doing. And we got Titans first-round pick. You hear the music, shut them down. This is what this guy plans to do when he hits the ground running. Caleb Farley. Caleb, what's good, man?
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really well, man. I appreciate you coming on. And I want to kind of just start from the bat. One of the things that I love about you already is the energy, right? And I felt your energy and vibe when you spoke to us during the intro press conference, man. So I want to shout you out for that.
I appreciate it, man. I just try to be myself. It's hard not to show how excited I've been.
Yeah, no doubt. You got every right to be excited, man. And just from the top, you know, I want to also give you props on that navy sport coat with that light blue plaid. I don't know if that two-tone blue was on purpose, but it was on point.
Yeah, it did have a little
Titan
feel to it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, man. And I'm into fashion, so, you know, say I'll notice something like that. I want to see what your game is like for this season, man. Hopefully we get to see you geared up and everything this year. But I'm going to be 100 with you, right? I'm going to keep it 100. And I'm going to say this, and I want to get it out the way. When you were picked, I did a show. We were doing a draft show here. And when you were picked, I wasn't really for the pick, right? But that was me talking without knowing everything that went in. I didn't realize that the Titans got to get their hands on you. I didn't realize that you know, there wasn't as much risk associated with it. So that's something that you kind of relayed in when you spoke to us. So that conviction that you had, right? Where does that come from? Because, I mean, I asked you about the possibility of not playing, not right from the jump, you know, in camp. And you're like, man, I rebuked that. And just that conviction to me really stood out. So what's the source of that? Where's that come from?
Well, my faith comes from my mother. Just the morals she installed in me as a child and things like that. And just, you know, the confidence of being able to play this week has always been there. Just always getting, you know, good feedback from medical experts. You know, I'm looking at my imaging. I know how I got injured off the football field, and I know that what steps that I took to, you know, fix the injuries. Nobody else knows that. The media doesn't know that. You know, people back home watching the draft don't know that. So that's more for, like, you know, conversation and conflict, the media. That's why when you were saying, you know, I didn't know the Titans had got their hands on me. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. I never really was concerned like a lot of people that didn't know me was concerned.
And the thing that's really interesting is you said it's a low risk and high reward situation for the Titans. So I like that as well. As far as you feeling just like you've worked through it, how are you from that standpoint? Do you feel like you're ready to go at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great, but it's this this thing, this type of procedures, things like that, it's not really about how you feel. It's about just following protocol. Yeah, because, you know, like I said, I woke up from surgery and walked out of the hospital a day later, jumped on a flight from L.A. to Virginia to go to Pro Day, you know, feeling great. It's not about how you feel, though. It's just about strengthening your body back up, making sure you're doing the right exercises, the right rehab and treatments, and giving it the time it needs to rest. So I'm thankful to be at a program that is helping me understand that and, you know, has a great plan for me once I get back. And that's really what I'm doing now. But I feel great, man. I'm excited to have this thing behind me.
That's what's up. And let's put that behind us and talk about you on the field, because I think that's the most important thing, the confidence that you have. I listened to you talk about going against Tyreek Hill and how, you know, you wouldn't be afraid, there wouldn't be panic, you rely on your speed. Is that really, like, is that speed that the confidence, does that provide it, or where do you develop that confidence to be able to say something like that?
I mean, you know, it's not relying just on speed. It's relying on everything, you know, I've learned playing corner. And, I mean, what was I supposed to say?
Right.
Was I supposed to say, you know, I'm fearful of the man? If somebody keep asking me and throwing somebody that they feel like is extremely fast or they feel like is kind of a freak show, from sitting on the couch at home, am I supposed to answer that question and agree with them and say, yeah, man, I'm scared of them too? Because, I mean, I'm not. I just answered it honestly to let them know that I feel like guys get in trouble, you know, can almost defeat themselves mentally. That was what the question and answer was. It wasn't me, you know, trying to talk, you know, trash before a season or anything
right.
like that. It was just me answering the question. If I get asked these questions by, you know, interviewers, and they're throwing the same name out as if it's supposed to be scary, you know, I had to shut that down and let them know, you know, ain't no man going to intimidate me by, especially by speed. I'm fast too. You know what I'm saying? It was more of that type of energy than anything else. You know, I'm not going to ever say, oh yeah, I'm fearful of this man.
I love that. And that's true. You know what I mean? Because it's that mindset. I don't know if you listen to a lot of Biggie Smalls, but Biggie used to have in the song, he said, they bleed just like us. Picture me being scared of a man that breathes the same air as me. So that's exactly what I wanted to hear from you, man. That's what's up. 4.28 speed. You said that was a slow time for you. You got DK Metcalf running a 10.3. Your speed, is that something that you've always had? Is that something that you've worked to develop over time, or have you always just been a fast cat?
Yeah, I've always been, you know, the fastest person in the room anywhere I went all my life, and hopefully here soon, you know, I can really showcase it.
And what about cat coverage? I thought that was interesting. Some of the things that, you know, Virginia Tech has done with you, they had you cover, you know, some top receivers, and you held your own, and that's something that obviously the Titans are going to have you do as well. That cat coverage. Is that something that you embrace, just the responsibility of possibly traveling with top receivers?
And that's something that, you know, I love, mano y mano, you know, me versus you, this matchup on the outside. You know, that's the highest level of the competition for me. I absolutely love it. You know, I'm learning the playbook right now with coaching and things like that. And maybe one day, hopefully in the near future, if they feel like they're comfortable enough to let me follow a guy, you know, I would love that. I would be so up for the challenge. You know, I think that's where it goes down at.
No doubt. And we're talking to Caleb Farley, new Tennessee Titans cornerback. Caleb, zone or man covers? What's your preference?
Man coverage.
So from that being said, press or off man?
Press.
One hand punch or two hand? What's your preference?
Man, that all of that stuff takes care of itself after the snap of the ball. I can't. It's not like one or the other. I might go 2-1 or shoot one hand in there. It just that's a right there in the moment decision.
Yeah, obviously that will depend on the receiver you're going against, a shorter guy,
exactly.
Taller guy, etc. So you're right with
exactly.
That. And with you being a former quarterback and a wide receiver, how has that helped you as a corner, just as far as like the way you could approach the game and view it from an offensive standpoint?
Yeah, I've just been a lover of football all my life. I've been a fan, a player, analyst. I've just been a lover of football all my life, playing quarterback since six, playing some receiver in college. All of those things has just helped me understand the game more. You know, I've lined up in many different positions. I've thought like a quarterback, how they read the defense and how they think and what they need to accomplish. I've thought like a wide receiver and seen how different corners played me and things like that. And then lately, you know, I put it all together at corner. So it just gives me a broad perspective of the whole entire football field.
And now that you've put all your focus into playing cornerback, you said you've always been a student of the game, an analyst. I saw you connected with Richard Sherman. Are there any other DBs that you've gotten to talk to, like maybe D'Angelo Hall, fellow VTech corner?
Yes, I've talked to D'Angelo Hall before on the phone and got to chop it up with him. He's given me, congratulations and things like that, et cetera. But, I would love and plan to sit down with a lot of guys and just talk ball. You know, that's what I love to do. I can talk ball with anybody. I got to sit down and talk to Deion Sanders.
Nice.
Before, he gave me some great advice on just being motivated and respecting the game and stuff like that. So, definitely, I'm a huge believer in you can't do anything by yourself. I'm a huge believer in, you need your coaches, you need your teammates, you need advice, you need wisdom. And that's what's got me to this point, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
And what about your ball skills? Because when you were on the field, 2019, you did a really good job turning the football over. Is that something that kind of you think possibly made them want to use you at receiver when you first got to VTech? Or what is behind your ball skills?
Ball skills is just something that I've worked on all my life. I can remember being, like I said, a young boy trying to run out there with the middle school and high school quarterbacks, running post routes and, having to track the ball. That's just something I've been around the game my whole life. So Ball skills is something that I do work on, tremendously. I think it's crucial, judging the flight of the ball and catching it different ways, using your body. But it's something that I've kind of got a lot of repetition in just from, my whole life being football, because that's been my whole life.
And it's interesting because in watching you, there were different times where I would watch you and a receiver would try to get deep on you, and you were so willing to turn and run with them. So I think that goes back to the confidence. But they would get you to turn and run, and then they would throttle down and try to work themselves back to the football. But I noticed that you got into your pedal and you exploded out of it, which is unique for a guy that's 6'2". So for you, like, is that something that you've focused in on consistently as far as being able to transition out of your pedal like that?
In college, I was learning everything so fast. Never playing the position. So I just really tried to listen to my coach, Brian Mitchell, great corners coach. I just tried to take in what he said to heart and remember, the fundamentals and techniques we talked about and then execute it. Just clear your mind, really, get into a before the game. It sounds crazy, but just doing all the little stuff I can think of to maybe give me a competitive advantage. Get into a kind of like meditative state, like Bruce Lee, be like water. you push, I give, you give, I push. And just be a sticky cover guy, man. That's all I used to try to be, is aggressive. And, I really didn't want to give up a ball. And those times where I did give up a ball, I usually immediately knew what it was from. It was either from me being mentally lazy or me, second-guessing myself, something like that. And, man, it used to eat me up, but it just would make me go harder the next rep.
No doubt. Do you talk trash on the field? And without cursing? Because I know you're strong in your faith, so that would mean you probably don't curse. Yeah. So tell me about that.
I might even curse out there. When I'm out there, man, it's blood, sweat, and tears. I'm not vulgar. I'm not the one to, I've kind of grown past that. I've kind of matured mentally. But man, I'm a competitor, dude. I just don't see me and another man going at it for an hour and 15, and me not saying nothing to him.
Yeah, you got to talk. It's only right. And a lot of people who haven't you know, been on the field before. They don't understand what you just said. The being on across from somebody, like it is. It's mano a mano, and it's all about who's going to get who first. And I'm not going to be the one to get got first. So that's absolutely the mindset. Exactly. That's absolutely the mindset. As far as the feel for the position is concerned, that's something that you seem to continue to be doing. Do you feel like just how everything happened, is it kind of like a blessing in disguise where you fell into a situation where this is a team that seems to really match you and this is a team that's in a good position to be competitive?
Absolutely. It's such a huge blessing, and I'm going to tell you why. All my life, I felt like a dog. I felt like the best. Even when I wasn't polished, even when I'm not polished, just as I look at myself as a football player, raw athleticism, football, vision, just instincts, I've always looked at myself as elite, one of the best. So for the Tennessee, and when I was going to college, you know, the Virginia Tech gave me some of my first looks. And so when bigger schools offered me, that's why I stayed loyal and went to Virginia Tech. You know, I kind of felt like, for these guys to be looking at me earlier, they believed in me. They seen what I know. So I want to go play for them. I want to give my talents to them. So for the Tennessee Titans to believe in me, I'm going to give them my whole heart. I'm going to give them my everything. And I can't wait to show Nashville, Titan Nation that they got something special. I can't wait to lace these cleats up and just show that. You know, it's been a lot of talk up to this point, but that's one of the huge reasons why, you know, I've never had a favorite NFL team or a favorite college team. Now my favorite NFL team is the Tennessee Titans for life. So I can't wait to lace them up for you guys.
Couldn't have said it better right there. Caleb Farley, I appreciate you for coming on, man. This is your first interview with the Nashville area media, so I thank you for allowing me to welcome you to Nashville, man. I can't wait to see how this career continues to develop, man. It's going to be fun covering you.
I appreciate it. It's going to be fun covering.